And now on Nights with Steve Price, it's time for Health Matters. Thanks to Sydney Adventist Hospital. Healthcare, education, research, yours for life.
And we're so very pleased to have back with us in 2019 the Sydney Adventist Hospital. They do brilliant work. We've been talking to them now for 3, maybe 4 years. We've spoken to Associate Professor Pale Mukherjee many times. She is the ear, nose and throat surgeon at the SAN. She's here to discuss Hearing Awareness Week. Great to see you again in person, finally.
Yeah, exactly.
Congratulations, by the way. You are one of the 4 nominees for New South Wales Woman of the Year. So I could be speaking right now to the Woman of the Year.
Don't know about that.
A bit daunting?
It is a bit daunting. I mean, it's just such an honour to be nominated with such women of such high calibre. So it's just an honour just to be there.
Well, you're there because of your achievements. I spoke to you on the breakfast show a few weeks ago about
this.
Remind our audience tonight, and we'll talk about Hearing Week in a moment, about your family background and how they came to be here and how proud your parents must be of you.
Yeah, so I immigrated with my parents when I was just a child.
From
India.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was very important. Education was a real it was very important theme in my family because, you know, my parents had grown up, and I've seen it through them, in the culture that it's not available to everybody. Education is not accessible to everybody, so you shouldn't take it for granted.
The dream of a universal healthcare in India would be something that's going to be almost impossible to realise no matter how wealthy India becomes.
Absolutely.
Because of the numbers.
Yeah, exactly. And just even, you know, now as a specialist going back to India for research and trying to develop collaborations and looking at hearing health in India is quite daunting in terms of the difference and the vastness of the problem.
Should Australians be very relaxed and very happy about the standard of our healthcare when you compare it with some other countries?
Yeah, well, they should be happy and grateful.
Yeah.
But I can't say that that means that we should be complacent about our hearing health. So Cochlear's just interviewed 7,000 people and released a report today where, as you know, 1 in 3 Australians suffer from hearing loss. 1 in 2 Australians know someone with profound hearing loss. But even though 70% of people know where to get help, only 40% of people have actually had a hearing test in the last 2 years. So there's, even though there's access, I think there's an issue with awareness being proactive about attending your hearing attending hearing health, because as you know, it happens gradually and it's an invisible disability, so you're not aware of it until it's very late.
I obviously have regular eye checks because I wear glasses. I have regular heart check, blood pressure check, all of that thing. I wouldn't have had a hearing test since I was probably a child.
Exactly. And
we used to do it at school. Do they still do it on a regular basis at school?
Yeah, they do. But again, it's not universal that they do that. So we're very good with the children. So when children are born, everyone gets screened. Mm-hmm. And actually our treatment in Australia, our treatment of congenital hearing loss is fantastic. But once the child goes home, from there on, if hearing loss develops afterwards, there's very poor support for awareness and education. So I think that's certainly an area we can improve on.
How would I tell if my hearing was deteriorating?
The first telltale sign is miscommunication rather than lack of communication. So you mishear things.
Mm-hmm.
You're more likely to have issues with communication compared to your peers or colleagues in noisy environments, because that's a very challenging environment. And you might, you know, miss a few things. So you often have, you know, the rather than say what, it's often you repeat back and you've completely missed the context of the sentence.
So as you get older, is it natural that your hearing deteriorates?
Yeah, absolutely. So 70% of people over 70 have hearing loss. So it is the most common. And with the aging population in Australia, it is actually a real area of need not only for awareness, but people need to realise that hearing loss is one of the strongest cofactors linked with dementia. So to if you have sensory deprivation, the link to other neurocognitive disorders like dementia, Alzheimer's is far higher. And if you prevent it, that risk is lower.
Well, prevent's the word. What do you do? How do you prevent yourself from losing hearing? I mean, there's the obvious things. Don't be a radio announcer and turn up your headphones. That would help.
That would help.
That would help me.
But if you are a radio announcer, you should have your hearing checked.
But see, when I was walking around, though, as a teenager or yeah. as a young man,
yeah.
There wasn't people walking around the streets with earbuds stuck in their ears.
Yeah.
I was on a train this morning from the airport. Now, just about 8 out of 10 people on that train had some form of stuff stuck in their ears, whether it be over ear or in earbud. Everyone's got things in their ears.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think
you're going to be a very wealthy woman. You're going to you're going to be able to work till you're 100 because there's going to be so many people with problems.
I prefer not to be. I think it's really sad when you see those, when you see children or the teenagers coming to you with hearing loss. I mean, I had a chat with a 15-year-old boy last week who's lost his hearing completely in one ear. And that's not due to noise. I think it's probably, you know, a virus or something. Yep. But he is so stigmatized by having rehabilitation. He just, you know, he's not wanting to wear hearing aids. And we had a chat about a cochlear implant. And it was quite surprising to me that even at that age, that kids feel stigmatized. But how do you tell a 15-year-old that if I implanted you 30 years later, when you're having problems listening to your child, the outcome's not going to be so good? Mm. So early intervention and most importantly, prevention is important. And it's really important, you know, what you're doing right now. What we're doing right now is raising awareness of these factors so people can prevent. And you know, they're aware of their surroundings and what they're doing to their hearing.
What would your advice be to people in regard to we've now gone beyond just the headphones.
Yeah.
We've now got these Bluetooth pods that people are sticking in their ears. Do you have an issue with them?
Yeah. Look, I think, you know, listening to having sound in your ear is not about, it's not, that's not dangerous. But what is dangerous is to have really high sound. And when you're competing to hear that sound in noisy environments, you're more likely to ramp it up. So it's better if they're doing that in a quiet environment rather than in noisy environments.
Well, I think there is now technology where noise cancelling.
Yeah, yeah.
And also they're according to my technical bloke, because I'm not, they can absorb the surround sound.
Absolutely.
So you don't have to push up the actual sound of what you're listening to.
Exactly. So I think it's really important to be aware of that technology, but that doesn't mean that you should have a free license to listen to it loudly. So just be conscious and listen to it, listen to music or listen to sound at the most, you know, the minimal loudness you need to communicate.
But is your fear that we're going to see a rash of increased hearing issues because of the changing lifestyle of people?
Yeah, absolutely. And especially we're going to see it more in the young. I mean, noise-induced hearing loss we used to see in, you know, people
who work
in
factories.
Yeah, factories or in the army, you know, the vets. But now,
musicians.
Now the concern is in the young kids. I think we're going to see a big influx of hearing loss in the younger generation.
Well, it's great to talk about it. This is Hearing Awareness Week. It runs from March 3 through to March 9. 360 million people in the world have a debilitating hearing loss. It's incredible,
which costs $750 billion annually.
Yep, it's not a sensible thing, folks. So listen to all of the very sensible words from Professor Payal Mukherjee. Good luck on Thursday.
Oh, thank you.
I hope next time I talk to you, I'll be introducing you as Woman of the Year.
We don't know. We'll see. Thank you so much, Steve.
Thanks for coming in.